T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let us go now. Ladies and gentlemen, he is featured very often giving great coaching insights at NBC Sports Philadelphia, former Sixer coach, one of the greats we've ever had in this town. Mr. Jim Lynham is with us. Hi, Jim.
Angelo, what is happening?
All right, well, I'll tell you the first thing that's happening right now. You are trending, Jimmy. People are social media want more information about the beard. Could you tell us what's going on with the beard, Jim?
The beard was a total accident, Angelo.
All right.
It was early stages of the quarantine. I turned into a recluse. And one day my wife said to me, "Are you growing a beard?" I said, "No, I'm not shaving." And the result of not shaving ended up the beard. A couple of my grandkids liked it, so I decided to keep it.
All right. Okay. So are you getting a lot of feedback on it, Jim?
Much to my surprise, Angelo, yes.
Is it more positive or more negative?
I'd say probably a little more positive. But,
that's nice.
You know, people were having fun with it, and that's I decided to join the party.
All right. You know what? Your beard was the most fun I had Saturday night. Because the rest of it wasn't so great. First impressions of what you saw in the return of the Sixers?
I have to be frank, Angelo, and say big time disappointing.
All right. Specifically, what bothered you, Jim?
A couple of things. For the one player, and let's give T.J. Warren, I know he's not a household name, but he's a good NBA player. You know, he's like a 17, 18-point guy over the years. But when a player gets into, no pun intended, into a bubble like he was, and I really thought this was a big game, an important game, like a statement game, if you will, for the Sixers to kind of set their course toward this postseason, which is only 8 games away. And I was disappointed that they weren't somehow able to have the wherewithal. And I put Brett in this along with the players. You have to, desperate measures were called for, and they weren't called upon. I'll state it that way.
All right, Jim, I'm glad, because I don't know anywhere near the intricacies of the game the way you do. If there's a player on the other team who's going crazy, what options does the other coach have to slow him down?
Well, Abdelnaby said it during toward the end of the first quarter. Warren had 19 points in the quarter, I believe.
Yes.
And he used the phrase disrupt. I think I heard Billy King allude to that, you know, normal protocols, you know, kind of go out the window. And I mean, I've been on the receiving end of these kind of performances on one occasion. And sometimes you do feel a bit helpless as a coach. But whether it's a hard foul, whether it's, you know, can you trap him once in a while? Anything to keep the ball out of his hands. And I would say in a simplistic sense, you know, for the fans sitting there watching, you know, in response to your question, what can you do? You must somehow deny him the ball more frequently and effectively than the Sixers did. And as I say, I didn't see the desperation needed to do that when you knew that this guy, if he touched the ball, there's a high probability he's going to score the ball.
Great, great analysis, Jim. Jim, another thing happened with Milton that was interesting. At the end of the first quarter, he got into an altercation with Joel Embiid and had to be separated at one point from Embiid. We were told by the coach that it's actually healthy when that happens. What was your interpretation of that, and is that healthy?
No. Let me state, Angelo, before I respond. I consider Brett a friend. I'm a Brett fan as a coach. Having said that, no, for me, it's not healthy. I didn't like it. That Joe has the wherewithal and even the responsibility to call a young guy out if he feels that's the case, yes. That's not the issue. The issue is the manner in which Joe decided to conduct his mission. And to do that in plain view that's going out, you know, to the nation on TV cameras, no, totally out of line. And, like not real smart by Joe, because a young player at that point, whatever the mistake was, and obviously it concerned pick and roll coverage. And the big guy is the quarterback of the pick and roll coverage. He tells the pitcher, the guard, has his back to the basket. He doesn't know what's happening behind him. You're at the mercy as a guard when you're guarding the ball and a big guy comes up and sets a pick on your man. You're at the mercy of your big teammate to direct you as to what to do. So obviously Joe was taking exception to whatever he told Shake to do, and Shake didn't carry out the assignment. Fine, that's all well and good. But you have to communicate your message in a better fashion. Shake Milton needed at that point, more than a pick-and-roll clinic, what he needed was support from his superstar center.
Wow, interesting insights from Jim Lynam. Jim, since we're talking about communication here, I was upset yesterday as well because Shake Milton came out and he was asked to describe, you know, it was his first game as the point guard. It was a big moment for the team, asked to describe what went on. And I want you to hear his response. Here it was.
I don't know. I didn't really come here to talk about that today. I came here to just say that to anybody who's out here watching me or listening to me, keep fighting and keep putting the word out about what's going on. Don't let up. I mean, the iron right now is hot about what's going on in this country, the racial injustices that is happening.
Jimmy, do the fans owe an explanation to that, or can he just hide behind social injustice?
Yeah, I would have liked to, it's the first I've heard it, by the way.
Okay.
I would like for him, if he so chose to express a thought on social injustice, I'm fine with that. But I'd also like to hear his response, you know, to his performance, the performance of both himself and his team in the game the previous night. I think, he owed the fans that for sure.
All right, Jim, another issue that came up prior to the game Saturday night, we have been told by Brett Brown that he was really impressed with what he was seeing from Ben Simmons from the outside, shooting the outside shot. And I think he built up our expectations that we might see it in the game. We did not. Were you disappointed by that? Should the coach have built up our hopes when we didn't even get to see it?
I heard Billy earlier make comment on this, and I'm going to be in lockstep with Billy here. I don't say this in a disrespectful sense. Brett got brought into talk radio mentality by the media. Obviously everybody is rooting for Ben, like, to become a more traditional player and shoot the ball. And my response, dudes, will you please let Ben Simmons be Ben Simmons? This guy is a big-time talent. He's been an all-star twice. Just let him do his thing. I understand it's very topical. It's like Jim Lynham's beard. You love talking about it, okay? Do me a favor. Calm down. Watch what this guy does. By the way, at both ends of the floor, he's one I know. He just got torched. Ben Simmons is one of the top perimeter defenders in all of basketball. He's just let the guy play. I have strong doubts that he'll ever shoot the ball in a traditional sense, meaning if a guy's open, jump in the air and shoot it. No, and for a very simple reason. because since he's been breathing, he's been able to drive by anybody and anything that they put in front of him. And it's been pretty successful.
All right, Jim, I got one last question. I looked up your record. You were an exceptional coach. Everyone knows that. You were a winner wherever you coached. Brett Brown,
that's
right?
That's not quite, Angelo, I wish that were true. It's all not right. Quite true.
American University, 5-3-4, one loss percentage, five seasons. Five seasons as Sixers coach, 5-2-9, 194, 173. Those are winning percentages, Mr. Lynam. You're an excellent basketball coach. On the other hand, Brett Brown, 389 here. Now, I know there was some unusual stuff going on. Jim, when you've been a coach for 7 years at a place, don't you have to really show something now? Isn't Brett Brown under the gun right now to produce?
I think if Brett were here with us, Angelo, he would acknowledge that the does he have to produce? Yes, he does. Is he somewhat, I'm going to quote you directly, somewhat under the gun? Yes, probably he is. But let's be frank here. In the beginning, with respect to the process, one of the more unusual things that I saw in all my years of sports went on with that franchise for what, the first 3.5, maybe 4 years. So I don't think it's really fair to use his overall career head coaching NBA record as the main focus as to whether or not this guy's done a good job.
Well, if he does leave, Jimmy, I am prepared to support the return of Jim Lynam as head coach, but only if he shaves.
Angelo, two things, and I'll say them in this order. There's no chance I'll shave. That's number one. And number two, no, I respectfully decline the strong support that you're giving.
Jim, I love you, man. You're awesome. You're an honor. It's an honor to talk to you, and it's an honor to watch you on postgame.
Tonight,
thank you,
again.
Jim.
Yeah, tonight.
Again tonight, Jim, and thank you very much for doing this today. I really appreciate it.
Angelo, my pleasure. Hello to Al, Rhea, and Billy, and you guys have a great show.
Thanks a lot. Billy, I need your response to that. Was some very interesting insights from Jim Lynam. Strong stuff. He is seeing things from the coach that he would like to see different. Right.
Well, I think what he was trying to say in that game, you got to get desperate. These eight games are going to set you up for the playoffs.
Right.
No matter how you're seeding, but you want to be playing well. And when a guy is on fire like that, you've got to do something, especially they're shorthanded. They don't have Michael Brogdon. They don't have Sabonis. So you've got to do something different to take the ball out of the guy's hands. You've got to trap him. You've got to hard foul. There just did not seem a sense of desperation. And one thing I was telling Al during the break, I think the problem was the guys, their two main guys, Ben and Joel, they were allowed to lose when they first came in the league. Wow. It was accepted to lose. And I'm a big believer. Losing is habitual just as much as winning is habitual. So when you set your foundation on losing, it's hard for the guys, the coach as well, to now say, okay, now it's important. Every little thing matters, because it really didn't matter when they were losing. So to me, that is the problem. I think, like, Joel didn't come in understand, no, you got to do things this way. Right when Larry Brown took over coaching here with Allen Iverson, he and Allen battled because Larry was on him about little things, little things matter. And what happens is guys start doing it because they don't want to hear Larry complaining.
That's enough. I'm with you. I found it ironic that Jimmy Lynam referenced the sports radio talk show trap on a sports radio talk show.
Line of the day.
Yeah. It's very, very good. There's been a few today. John's up next. He wants to talk about Brett Brown. Hi, Johnny.
First, I want to congratulate Rhea on watching Longmire, and I figured out why she might like it, because the woman deputy is supposedly from Philadelphia, and she's sassy. Longmire listens to her, and he comes out pretty good. Now, Rhea's sassy also, but you don't listen, and we know what happens to you.
She is sassy. I can attest to that.
I told you, Longmire's a great. I've turned a bunch of people onto it. It's a fun show.
She likes sassy females.
Okay, now, with Brett Brown, I called a couple weeks ago, said he has to be gone. But I realize he is in the bubble, but at the minute his nose comes out of that bubble, there should be a ticket there to Boston or Australia. Either one. They should be packing his office now.
Wait a minute. I want to make sure I understand this. You're saying what you saw Saturday in no way changed your mind?
No.
Okay.
It just reinforced it. And
yeah,
that probably
too.
Changed other people, too.
You know what's amazing about it, John? But and I was tracking this, too. Over the past few weeks, he has been glowing in what he has seen from the Sixers. He has made it sound like they were going to come back and devastate all opponents. Mm-hmm. They came back, and they let a guy named T.J. Warren put 53 on him. And you go, you know what? He's completely out of it. He has no idea what he's doing. John, I have seen, I've been here a long time. I have seen incompetence before. And it is right there in front of you every time the Sixers play. Right in front of you.
You know what needs to happen?
Yeah.
He needs to be Bottini'd.
Oh, he wanted to Bottini. You would like a fake Twitter account to give real thoughts on what's going on.
I like it.
He's married, right? Al, isn't he married?
Yeah.
I think he's married.
Yeah.
Mrs. Brown.
You've got a lovely daughter.
Yeah. Mrs. Brown has a lovely daughter.
Okay, give me a word to describe Brett Brown.
Okay. Brett Brown is sad. It's sad to hear him, sad to watch him, sad to listen to him.
All right, John, stay on there. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you what's going on because the lines have lightened up and you could get on. I got a $75 IKEA gift card, a $25 Wawa gift card. I got a Biscuit Tees Flyers T-shirt that is spectacular. It was drawn by the daughter of Flyers great Bernie Perrine. How much would you enjoy winning that right now? You can go to BiscuitTees.com and order one. I got a NovaCare Sixers Philadelphia mask, NovaCare physical therapy. My wife is demanding one.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she
really?
She wants to walk around with the Sixers face mask.
I think we know people there that we could get
her one. WIP black T-shirt, WIP Cataldi bobblehead, all in play. Here are the words we have so far to describe Brett Brown. Honestly, I feel mine is the finest, but I am not eligible. Hopeless. I don't think there's any chance this team will win with him, and I don't think there's any chance he'll be here beyond this season.
Hmm.
The other ones that have been named
One
that
game.
Are in play,
mm-hmm.
Annoying, lost, loser, pathetic, clueless, nice, and sad. Jump on now and claim a prize. All you have to do is call this number.
215-592-9494.
Jump on board with that. When we come back, Al, we kind of have our own unofficial doctor now who helps us with the issues involving COVID.
Yes.
And we got him coming up next, Dr. John Goldman, who is going to explain to us, A, what happens when you're dealing with what Doug is doing right now, and how tracing to find out
contact
who
tracing.
Gave it to you mm-hmm. is critical in figuring out how to stop it. We'll get that information when we return. WIP Sports Time is 8:17.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.